T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Eric Eager, Vice President of Research and Development at Pro Football Focus, joining us each and every Tuesday during the football season. Eric, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How about you?
Well, not so well down in these parts on a 3-game losing skid for the Saints. Aside from injuries, what can you put your finger on as to why the Saints have gone on this slide?
Well, I think part of it is, you catching teams at the wrong time, right? The Falcons team, that you guys got, I believe it was off of a bye, I think. That wasn't a great time. And then, you got Tennessee. I think that game was probably aided by the referees if you're a Titans fan. And, last week, I think the Eagles are playing better than almost anybody in the NFL right now. Because the NFL is so like weird right now, they're certainly, you caught them at a bad time, right? And I think that's, that happens. Moving forward here, they just need better play from the quarterback, who gave them 2 good games and then last week kind of hurt them a little bit. And then defensively, I think that they'll be fine. I think that, they're engineered to beat, sort of what I would consider to be normal offenses. And, the Eagles don't represent that anymore. And that's a tough play, that's a tough team to handle. I think Buffalo plays a far more normal offense. Now they're more talented, but that hasn't stopped them from struggling over the last month or so.
Now, Eric, this day and age, and how do y'all break this down? Because it's different. You look passing attempts versus rushing attempts. The reason why I bring that up, for instance, the Eagles had 50 rushing attempts to basically average, it's 4.8, but 5 yards a carry. And then I'm looking at the Colts versus the Bills, and they rushed the ball 46 times. So, it doesn't matter the quarterback, their strategy. I still think the run game, if you can control the trenches, the reason why I say that, I'm looking at the Eagles, the last 4 games, they've run for 870 yards. Come on, the teams know they're running, and you can put 8 in the box, you're not stopping them. So how do y'all evaluate that when you consider you're not asking Jalen Hurts to do too much when, he has 24, 25 attempts a game and not even throwing for 200 yards?
Yeah, I mean, he gets a 61 passer grade from us, which is a little bit above replacement level. He had no what we call big-time throws. He had no turnover-worthy plays, too. Averaged 6.1 yards attempt. I mean, for context, Trevor Siemian's grade in the passing game was actually better than Jalen Hurts because he threw he had 4 big-time throws. He had the 2 turnover-worthy plays, which were awful, it's hard to come back from that. But, he had more positive than Jalen Hurts had in the passing game. Especially given what he had to work with. So we do it, we'll grade that out, right? And we'll say, Jalen Hurts isn't necessarily Joe Montana back there. But it is a hard, it's a hard offense to play against. And I think, when you look at the NFL, I mean, what is the team that everybody's trying to beat, the last 3 years? Well, it's the Chiefs, and you look at all these defenses that are engineered, to beat Kansas City. What do they do? You look at the 4 teams that everybody, well, not the 4 teams, but the teams that everybody's looking at for defensive solace right now. It's LA Chargers and Denver Broncos, the Vic Fangio scheme. They're the 3 teams in the NFL that run the least number of players in the box, right? And, we've seen teams like Kansas City and teams that try to emulate Kansas City, like Buffalo, sputter. We've seen teams like Tennessee prior to the Henry injury, teams like the Colts, teams like the Eagles and the Ravens have success because, if you engineer your team to run too high and 6 defensive backs and, only, 6 men in the box, then when you have to play a running team, you either have to try to play that running team with six men in the box or play seven or eight men in the box, which you're not used to doing. And that can hurt you momentarily. So I think that's what we're seeing. I think we're seeing an NFL that is rightfully, you know, sort of designing their defenses to stop these high-octane passing offenses.
And we're running the ball more.
And we're seeing people run the ball more for some success.
Now, Bobby and I were talking about that last night, and, you know, that was a big debate, you know, back and forth about, you know, you got to throw the football. It's the stupidity that it's a residual of the passing game. No, if you're physical and you can run the football early, why the hell you get away from that? That's to me, it's still a big part of football today. Eric, one of the things I see with Buffalo and why I didn't pick them to go to the Super Bowl was I was unsure if they could run the football. It just wasn't the running back. Their offensive line, to me, is an average at best offensive line. They get no push. Early in the season, they did have some success running the football, and it opened up everything for Josh Allen. Now you start to see they hit the pothole a little bit in the road because they're not running the football real well. They're throwing everything on Josh and saying, okay, you got to make every throw count. And then last weekend, they got gashed by the Colts. I mean, and the Colts didn't come in there trying to disguise they're going to run the football. Come on, you knew when you play the Colts, it's you better stop Jonathan Taylor or you're going to get them out for
it. Yeah, and Eric, it's not 30 rushing attempts. It's almost like the Eagles, 46 rushing attempts. And then I want you to elaborate, like Mike said, Jonathan Taylor, you know, we always talk about these quarterbacks. Doesn't he come into the conversation right now? Because he's leading the NFL in both yards rushing and touchdowns. I mean, if the Colts continue to have success, how can Jonathan Taylor not be in the conversation for MVP?
Jonathan Taylor, I think, has masked some of the deficiencies Carson Wentz still has at quarterback. Because you can run the football and they built so strong up front. But Eric, do you look at this that Singletary could be that guy for Buffalo, especially when you get into these really bad weather games? If you've got to play in Buffalo in December or into January, and to me, I look at that offensive line, it looks average to me at best to run the football.
Yeah, I think that to your point, though, like you can't just, you know, in a season, you can't just say, okay, we're going to play the run now. You know, like you've engineered your team. Your players are players designed to stop the pass, right? Like the Buffalo Bills have put the majority of their resources. I mean, Gregory Rousseau is mostly like a pass rushing end. Like that's where they signed the draft pick, right? Like, you know, they don't have a big space eater inside. They don't have linebackers. Their linebackers are athletic guys. They're not run stuff.
They're east-west guys.
Yeah, exactly. And again, that works. Like they held the Kansas City Chiefs to, 13, 20 points when they faced them at Arrowhead? But when you have to play a team that's engineered to run the football. Now, the question becomes, right, you know, to win that game, the Colts had to start the game and score, right? And they had to score again.
Right.
And then you can press it. The issue that I have is that, you know, and why when we look at the Super Bowl winners, it's almost always, you know, the Bradys and the Mahomeses and the – even back in the day with Eli Manning and Peyton Manning, it's like it's passing can generally win any type of game, right? Passing can win the game when you're behind. It can win the game when you're ahead. Whereas running can win a game for sure, but you have to get ahead with it and you have to stay ahead with it. And I think the Colts are as good of a team as anybody at that. And so I really do like them. I think Frank Reich's a fantastic coach and a fantastic play caller. And I think Ballard does a good job of signing physical players, to your point. I don't know if this is a sign that teams should engineer their teams to be run first because of how, you know, for example, Tennessee, if that running back gets hurt or you have an offensive line that gets hurt, like, look at what that offense is now. Like,
they cut loose Adrian Peterson today.
No, and then you look, Tannehill, he's forced
four
to
interceptions.
Make, four interceptions. He's forced to make more plays.
Again, Derrick Henry masked a little bit of the deficiencies that Tannehill had.
Well, and you think of Lamar with the Ravens, as great as the Ravens as a team, well, what if they won? Now, they can win. Eric, I agree with your point there, but they're still viewed as a running team.
And that's not going to change.
They got behind 14-0 in the playoffs against Tennessee when they were 14-2, and now you're playing left-handed as a run first team, and you're just not. I mean, Lamar's shown this year that he can build a comeback, but you know, when that Ravens team was the best team in the NFL in 19, they were 14-2, and they got hit in the mouth twice by the Titans in the playoffs, and you're not used to throwing the ball, right? And that style of game can't necessarily win every type of game, including that one, whereas the contrast was obviously in that same playoffs. Kansas City got down 24-0, they got down 17-7, and they got down 20-10, and they won all three of those games and won the Super Bowl. And again, that's because a passing offense like that can win any type of game.
But going back to Buffalo, do you really think if they need to and have to run the football, they can be a real effective team?
No, I mean,
I don't think so either. I mean,
it brings back memories of the Frank Reich and Buffalo and then the Houston Oilers back in 92, where, you know, the run and shoot offense could win, could get ahead of, you know, could come back, but could it carry a lead? You know, could it carry a lead? And you know, we saw it obviously when Buffalo came back on 35-3, and you know that's the same question I have with Buffalo, because like, I agree, like, they've moneyballed their offensive line in the passing game. Their offensive line's good enough in the passing game because their quarterback can move and he can throw on the run, and he's otherwise really good. But can they line up with a tight end and a fullback and run the ball and gain 3-4 yards when they have to? Probably not. Do you really want Josh Allen to take all those hits? Because he's really their most effective runner.
Eric Eager, Pro Football Focus here on Sports Talk. He joins us each and every Tuesday during the football season. He's the Vice President of Research and Development at Pro Football Focus. How is DeMario Davis, Saints linebacker, graded out so far this year?
He only had one tackle, gets a running team. Come on, Eric. I was disappointed there.
So if I look at this game for New Orleans, not a lot of great grades on that defense. DeMario Davis was a 63. For the year, he's a 73. He's an 81 in run defense, 62 in coverage. You know, he hasn't given up a passing touchdown in coverage as 4 PB. He's been fine. I mean, you know, as you guys know, like, you need players up front to eat blockers. You also, I mean, these quarterback run offenses are just hard to defend, right? And
right.
You look at, and for linebackers who aren't used to that, it's just tricky. And I'll give the Eagles a lot of credit. I thought early in the season Sirianni and company couldn't coach their way out of a paper bag, but they've really done a good job.
I agree.
Mean, when you look at Devontae Smith, he's wide open all the time. And you look at, you know, even Dallas Goedert, he's wide open all the time. And that's after trading Zach Ertz. You know, that they looked like they were tanking. Now they're in the playoff race. And the thing about the Eagles, and this is important, and I think this is also true about the Saints and why they're competitive despite losing Drew Brees and Jameis Winston. If you're good on the offensive and defensive line, you can be competitive even if you don't have a quarterback. And I think that the Eagles were just a better version of that against the Saints than the Saints were.
Now, Eric, with that being said, do you think the Saints need a spark? Now, obviously, he has to be healthy, that being Taysom Hill. It's a short week. He was going to be the emergency quarterback. I could see people say, well, you know, the concussion. But, no, it was his foot, ankle, foot, whatever. You got to be able to run. Would you see Sean Payton utilize it and giving Taysom Hill a shot? Because I think if Taysom's ready to roll, Sean would give an opportunity right now at quarterback, considering they maybe need that spark offensively. Now, it would help if you have Alvin Kamara, another weapon. You know, you need kind of all hands on that. Michael Thomas, he's going for the season. But I think that would complement Taysom Hill quarterback if you had Kamara available. Now, when is he available? I don't know. But even if he's not, I could see Sean Payton, since it is a short week going against the Bills, not playing him. But then you have a full week because it's Thursday to Thursday to maybe be the starting quarterback against Dallas.
Yeah, I think given what you said, they're facing the Bills and the Dallas Cowboys. Those are two of the best teams in the NFL, even if the NFL is kind of being weird this year. You have to do something, right? Because you're on a 3-game losing streak. You have a pretty good chance of being on a 5-game losing streak if you don't.
Right.
And we have this Saints team, I believe, about 41% chance to make the playoffs, you know, given everything. So, you know, what does that mean? Well, that means, you know, you have to take chances, right? You were a favorite to make the playoffs just a couple weeks ago. Now you're an underdog. You have to take chances. After these next 2 weeks, though, the Saints have a pretty easy schedule. So I do like the idea of going with Simeon, you know, fixing Hill in a few times here and there. But also, Hill's one of your best weapons outside of the quarterback position, too. So it's sort of like the double-edged sword. And then thinking about the the mini bye, and then going ahead with Hill after that, and just seeing what happens, and hoping Kamara comes back healthy.
Eric Eager, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Take care.
Hi, VP of Research and Development, Pro Football Focus. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.